Episode 622, Confessions of an Upset Mama When the World is Against You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness, it has been rainy here. So I hope you have a lot more sunshine in your heart today, because I need a little bit over here to brighten up our skies. I hope you're having a tremendous week. I really do. I don't know where you are in your walk right now. Maybe things are going awesome and everything seems to be lining up. Or maybe you're going through a storm and you feel like there's nothing but thunder and lightning around you and you're never going to escape. I want you to know that you are loved. I love you, and I appreciate you taking the time to come in with me and have our girl time. I mean, this is girl time, isn't it? And we get time just to be able to breathe, chat about what's going on in real life. Today is confession day. So are you ready for your confessions? Oh yeah, it's real and raw, isn't it? And boy, do I have a confession for you: when the world is against you. That's what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And you can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simple so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. You're amazing. How do you do it all? You probably wonder, don't you, sometimes? You sit there and go, I don't believe I did all of this. Do you see my calendar? I actually accomplished everything. You love those days. But then you have those days on your calendar that are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's like anything I touch is a rotten apple. Anything I do is just horrible. I can't do anything right. I just feel like everybody is against me. There's nothing more personal and hurtful than being smacked in the face because you don't fit into the box. What do you do when the world is against you? What do you do when you are being kind and respectful? You're learning your trade. You're working hard every single day, and all you get is backlash. You don't get rewarded. Nobody says what a great job you're doing. There's no pats on the back. And in fact, you're not even given opportunities. I've been watching and working with my children on this very topic lately, and I can tell you it baffles me at times. I don't get why people think they are better than someone else and can continue to put them down, can continue to not give them opportunities, not support them in who they are as an individual, and not allow them to share and grow in their talents. Really? But that's called life, right? Life happens. But it really hurts when it happens to your kiddos or to your family members or to you. Are we seriously so wrapped up in ourselves that we forget and choose not to include people who don't fit into the box? Well, I can tell you I probably have done that. I probably at times in my life have not directly excluded people, but I probably have excluded people based on my decisions. And I hope in the circumstances that I realized it, that I did go and apologize for it and I owned up to it and I learned from it. But that takes some maturity. It takes a lot of personal growth. And it's unfortunate that we don't spend a lot of time in this area. We just do our due. We kind of live like we're living, and sometimes we're living like we're still in high school. We stick with our cliques. We get comfortable in doing what we want to do and how we want to do it. We're not willing to see outside of the box. What if Christ would have done this to us? Would you have fit into the box? I know I would not have. There's no way, because I'm not perfect. How could I ever be the one that he wanted me to be? I would never fit into the perfection box. Even though, remember, I am a perfectionist, right? I'm a recovering perfectionist. I always wanted to do the 110, 120% above what was expected of me. but I still would never fit in to Christ's box. But that's not how he loves us, is it? He doesn't put a definition on the box. He has an open door policy. He loves unconditionally. He loves you right where you are. He meets you where you are. So when you keep getting the no, you're not good enough. You'll never be like so-and-so. That doesn't work for you. Really, you should try something else. What were you thinking of going into this degree? Why would you even try this again? What do you do when the world is against you? Do you run for the hills? Do you act out in rage and anger? Do you hide from everybody and retreat? Do you cry yourself to sleep? Do you stop trying and give up when the world is against you? It breaks my heart that my children face this. It just tears me up inside. I mean, my heart cries when I hear some of their stories. And it's not the tears that are shedding from my eyes, but from my heart. And I have a conversation with God. I'm thinking, why? Why does this always have to happen? They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but you keep getting knocked down over and over and over again. When the world is against you, what do you do? How can you escape from these situations and rise above the ones who cause you pain and heartache? And it's a pain that we replay over and over again. The pain gets deeper and deeper, causing a flood of emotions and reactions. And those reactions aren't necessarily good ones. Because we're acting out because we're upset. Our body's going through this total conversion of chaos. It's got chemical reactions like firing. Boom, boom, wham, wham, blah, boom. You just don't know what's going on. And out here in the world, what you see is, I'm not worth it. I don't have anything to give. I'm not enough. When the world's against me, well, why even try anymore? I keep trying. I'm tired of trying. So how do you rise above? How do you learn from the heartaches? And how do you keep your courage and confidence alive? Because ultimately, you want to have this happy, healthy life. And that's your definition. It's however you define it. Now that my children are getting older, I ask them, how do you want your life to be? What do you want it to look like? If they're tired and exhausted, I'm thinking, well, do you want to keep working this way to always be tired and exhausted? Or are there things that you can do? Can you say no to things? Can you maybe give some things up? It's not the season for this. Now, sometimes we don't have a choice. And we have to deal with the chaos and the CRAP, because life does happen. But it's just really horrible when the world is against you, feel it all the time. And you think, oh my gosh, is this really how my life's going to continue to be? Is this really what I want to be doing? I want to read you a psalm. It's Psalm 91 verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. God is taking care of the army that's attacking you. There is no need for you to worry. There's no need for you to fret. He is your shelter. He is covering you. He is taking care of you. He is loving you unconditionally. But the one thing he asks is this, your kiss. Be your best selfie. Be you. Don't try to be anyone else. God created you. So how can you be you when the world is against you? Because I don't know about you, but I sure do know about me and my kiddos. And oh my goodness. How to rise above. how to learn from kind of these tragedies that come our way, and how to maintain that courage and confidence within ourself, the inner self, so that we can take that next step to lead us to miles of greatness. This is how you do it. Number one, you have to love unconditionally as Christ loves you. Remember, you don't fit into the perfect box. And when you love unconditionally, this helps you rise above. No strings attached. Rise above. Number two, speak, I am enough. Say that. Speak, I am enough, knowing that you are created in God's image. And because you are created in his image, he sees perfection in you. He created you. I should give you goosebumps right now. Say it to yourself right now. I am enough. What does it feel like? Think about the emotions. Maybe even might be shedding a tear right now. I am enough. You are enough. God created you for so much. Don't give the power to somebody else. Don't give it to the army that's attacking you. Rise above. Speak, I am enough. Number three, breathe in the presence. This is our reset. This is where we need to calm down. This is in the moment where we're like, we kind of want to be hysterical, maybe hysterical, and we're, you know, outraged, and we just are going all different directions. You need to stop and breathe in the presence. And these breaths are healing. So breathe. Calm down. I know for me personally, if I'm in a situation with my children and sometimes they're like, well, mom, because I mean, they're kids. And I got to tell you, I've got some really great kids and it's taken a lot of hard work, but they're little human beings and they say things out of anger. And sometimes they say things that like hit me to the core, stabs me in my heart. I'm like, you just didn't say that, did you? And they really didn't mean it, but in an intense situation, it can get a little heated. So with that, breathe. And sometimes that means you may have to remove yourself from where you are. Go stand outside. Walk away from the situation if you're literally in the situation. So you can bring yourself down, reset. And number four, be you. God did not create any mistake. You are his child. You are his blessing. And he created you in his image. He sees beauty before him. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and love your reflection. You need to stand courageous and confident, knowing that God loves you right where you are. And sometimes when life does get crazy, and we don't know how to make these changes stick, and our lifestyle is kind of more like a roller coaster. And we're like, I don't know what ride I'm on, but I'm on a hill and I think I'm upside down now. Oh, wait, now I'm right side up and it's all calm. I want to invite you and remind you about the 5-day challenge. It's free. We talk about how to take action, ignite change, and how to stay motivated. And with this whole thing about when the world is against you, it's important that we utilize these tools and strategies in this, because it allows us to dive deeper into, yes, we're keeping it simple, but you know what? We got to go deeper with some things to make other things stick. And so I want to invite you to come in and do the challenge with me. It starts Monday, September 26th. Click on the link and let's do this together. You need this and I want you there. I didn't do this because, oh, I just had free time on my hands. No, there is a purpose for this. And I want to share that purpose with you. So when the world is against you, God is for you. Take this message to heart so you can continue to grow in your journey. Be your best selfie. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.